speaker. I'm wondering if I'm in order for an introduction.
You are in order, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Every year, a good friend of mine that I graduated from high school with at Winterset comes to visit us here at the State House, and I have proof that we graduated together from the Winterset Madisonian of 1970. But please welcome Skip Greenwood to the Iowa House.
Welcome to the Iowa House, sir. Chair recognizes the gentleman from Dallas, Representative Hagenow.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. At this time, please recognize Representative Klein for consideration of House File 224, Representative Fry for House File 423, Representative Brink for House File 499, Representative Fry again for House File 518, and Representative Wheeler for House File 598.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Washington, Representative Klein, for opening remarks on House File 224.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House File 224 deals with lascivious conduct with a minor. It closes a loophole in the current law and ensures a person over 18 can be charged with lascivious conduct with a minor for sexual actions with a 14 or 15-year-old. Those are my opening comments.
Is there discussion? Chair recognizes the lady from Lynn, Representative Bennett.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I had the opportunity to serve on the subcommittee for this bill and learn some interesting things about the current loophole in Iowa law pertaining to lascivious conduct with a minor. I learned that, for example, right now, an 18-year-old supervisor, let's say at an ice cream store like the one that I worked at in high school, would be within the law even if they were using their power and authority over a 14-year-old employee to engage in a sexual relationship. So I don't think that's right. I think that we should consider that relationship of power, and I am supporting the bill today. So thank you to the other members of the subcommittee.
Seeing no further discussion, Chair recognizes the gentleman from Washington, Representative Klein, for closing comments on House File 224.
I move the bill.
Gentleman moves the bill be read for the last time and placed on its passage. Are there objections? The chair hears none. The clerk will read.
House File 224, a bill for an act relating to the criminal offense of lascivious conduct with a minor and providing penalties, being annexed by the General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
The question is now, shall the bill pass? Those in favor of its passage will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will receive your vote.
hopefully would have an easier time accessing the Medicaid. Those are my opening remarks, Mr. Speaker.
Is there discussion? Chair recognizes the lady from Story, Representative Heddens.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and good morning yet, ladies and gentlemen of the House. I'm just rising in support of this particular bill. You know, we passed the language a few years ago in regards of suspending versus terminating services for individuals that are incarcerated for those first 30 days. Apparently, we needed to say we really meant that, to only suspend and not to terminate. So I wholeheartedly support the bill and encourage the body to support it as well.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes the gentleman from Clark, Representative Fry, for closing comments.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to thank Representative Bergen and Representative Heddens, who served on the subcommittee. With that, I move House File 423.
The gentleman from Clark moves the bill be read for the last time and placed on its passage. Are there objections? The chair hears none. The clerk will read.
House File 423, a bill for an act relating to the suspension of Medicaid coverage for an inmate of a public institution being enacted by the General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
The question is now, shall the bill pass? Those in favor of its passage will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will receive your vote. Representative Running Marcourt votes aye. James votes aye. Forbes votes aye. Salmon votes aye. Jones votes aye. Judge votes aye. Zumba votes aye. Sorensen votes aye. Kurtz votes aye. Have you all now voted? The clerk will close the machine and record your vote. Those voting aye, 93, nay, 0, absent or not voting, 7. The bill having received a constitutional majority is declared to have passed the House. Are there objections to the title? The chair hears none and the title is agreed to. Chair recognizes the lady from Mahaska, Representative Brink, for opening comments on House File 499. Discussion. Chair recognizes the lady from Scott, Representative Kurth.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm standing in support of this bill. This bill conforms the Iowa Title III vehicle to the federal definition of the multifunction school activity bus. It adds clarity to school decision making, and I encourage a yes vote.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes the lady from Mahaska, Representative Brink, for closing comments on House File 499.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to thank Representative Gassman and Representative Kurth for their work on this subcommittee. This bill does provide the clarification to the current law and will help lower transportation costs for some of our school districts, along with giving them better flexibility for activities, and I ask that you move the bill.
Representative Fry for bringing this bill forward, and that I had the opportunity to work with him on it. This is a very good bill address the dual eligibles, and I encourage the body to support the bill.
Seeing no further discussion, Chair recognizes the gentleman from Clark, Representative Fry, for closing comments on House File 518.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to thank the subcommittee, Representative Salmon, and also Representative Heddens, who co-sponsored the bill with me, and the work that she's put in over the years on this issue. With that, Mr. Speaker, I'd like to move House File 518.
Gentleman from Clark moves the bill be read for the last time and placed on its passage. Are there objections? The chair hears none. The clerk will read.
House File 518, a bill for an act relating to reimbursement for duly eligible Medicare and Medicaid members receiving the Medicare hospice benefit and Medicaid-only members electing the hospice benefit in a nursing facility, being enacted by the General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
Question is now, shall the bill pass? Those in favor of its passage will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will receive your vote. Votes aye. DO votes aye. Sorensen votes aye. Hall votes aye. Jacoby votes aye. Forbes votes aye. Running Marquardt votes aye. Salmon votes aye. Carlson votes aye. Worthen votes aye. Judge votes aye. Moore votes aye. Osmondson votes aye. Jones votes aye. Have you all now voted? Clerk will close the machine and record your vote. Those voting aye, 94. Nay, 0. Absent or not voting, 6. The bill having received a constitutional majority is declared to have passed the House. Are there objections to the title? Chair hears none. The title is agreed to. Chair recognizes the gentleman from Sioux, Representative Wheeler, for opening remarks on House File 598.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House, House File 598 is a bill that requires school districts to place siblings that are in the same grade level academically in the same classroom if the parent or guardian so chooses. Mr. Speaker, there are amendments.
Chair recognizes the lady from Dubuque, Representative James. Excuse me, the clerk will call up the amendment.
H1032 by James of Dubuque.
Chair recognizes the lady from Dubuque, Representative James.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, there is an amendment to the amendment.
Clerk will call up the amendment.
H1042 by R. Smith of Blackhawk.
Chair recognizes Representative Smith for H1042.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the Iowa House. This is a strike after amendment. What this amendment does is it allows parents to request if they want to have their child given all the prior qualifiers to be placed in the same classroom or separate. It also allows for parents and principals to consult regarding placement in instances of disruptive behavior. And then lastly, this also puts in place an appeal process for a parent or guardian if they are dissatisfied with the principal's decision regarding their student's classroom placement.
Is there discussion on the amendment? Chair recognizes the gentleman from Sioux, Representative Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House, I read this amendment about 6 times, tried to find something wrong with it, and I could not. I would suggest to the body to support this amendment. It still accomplishes the original goal of the bill that I filed, which is to empower parents that are faced with this unique circumstance. But it also includes language in there
myself and Representative James put our name on something, it'd be hard to find fault with it. With that being said, Mr. Speaker, I ask that you move the bill.
Gentleman moves Amendment H1042. All those in favor signify by saying aye. All those opposed say nay. The amendment is adopted. We are now back on Amendment H1032. Is there further discussion? Seeing none, the chair recognizes the lady from Dubuque, Representative James, for closing remarks on Amendment H1032.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Thank you, Representative Wheeler and Representative Smith, for some great efforts on this bill. I think that this bill recognizes that all the voices of the concerned parties as it relates to the well-being of a child and their education are heard in this circumstance, and so I'm a yes on this bill.
Seeing no further discussion, the lady from Dubuque, Representative James, moves Amendment H1032. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, say nay. The amendment is adopted. We are now back on House File 598 as amended. Is there further discussion? Seeing none, the chair recognizes the gentleman from Sioux, Representative Wheeler, for closing remarks on House File 598 as amended.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House, I would like to thank former Representative Walt Rogers, who brought this idea to me. I'd also like to thank Representative James, as well as Representative Smith. Representative Smith, it's nothing personal, but I am skeptical of Oakland Raiders fans, so I had to really take a hard look at that amendment. Mr. Speaker, I simply move the bill.
Gentleman from Sioux moves the bill be read for the last time and placed on his passage. Are there any objections? Chair hears none. The clerk will read.
House File 598, a bill for an act relating to the assignment of pupils who are siblings to classrooms by school districts, being enacted by the General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
The question now is, shall the bill pass? Those in favor of its passage will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will receive your vote. Best votes aye. Moore of Scott votes aye. Moore of Cass votes aye. Landon votes aye. Sorensen votes aye. Worthen votes aye. Jacoby votes nay. Running Marquardt votes aye. Dio votes aye. Salmon votes aye. Have you all now voted? Clerk will close the machine and record your vote. Those voting aye, 89. Those voting nay, 5. Absent or not voting, 6. The bill having received a constitutional majority is declared to have passed the House. Are there objections to the title? Chair hears none. The title is agreed to. Chair recognizes the gentleman from Dallas, Representative Hagenow.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Please recognize Representative Bergen for House File 644, Representative Henson for House File 659. Representative Brink for House File 700, Representative Height for House File 709, Representative Fry for House File 710, and Representative Height again for House File 719.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Winnesheek, Representative Bergen, for opening remarks on House File 644.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, or Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House, House File 644 is an act.
Representative Sunday.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, I was on this subcommittee and am happy to support this bill. I think it moves our foster care system in Iowa in a good direction and will be beneficial for the kids and families it serves. So I would encourage your support.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes the gentleman from Winnesheek, Representative Bergen, for closing remarks on House File 644.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill is one component of the work DHS is doing to implement Families First. DHS has made budget requests to the RIF budget and HHS budget. DHS is working with outside partners to develop and implement additional evidence-based practices throughout the state. I want to thank my subcommittee partners on this, Representative Dolacek and Representative Sunday. Mr. Speaker, I move the bill be read for the last time and placed on its passage.
The gentleman from Winnesheek moves the bill be read for the last time and placed on its passage. Are there objections? Chair hears none. The clerk will read.
House File 644, a bill for an act relating to juvenile justice, including provisions relating to child foster care and parent visitation in child in need of assistance proceedings, being enacted by the General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
Question now is, shall the bill pass? Those in favor of its passage will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will receive your vote. Lundgren votes aye. Breckenridge votes aye. Thorpe votes aye. Dio votes aye. Running Marquardt votes aye. Worthen votes aye. Judge votes aye. Sorensen votes aye. Moore of Scott votes aye. Moore of Cass votes aye. Have you all voted? The clerk will close the machine and record your vote. Those voting aye, 96. Those voting nay, 0. Absent or not voting, 4. The bill having received a constitutional majority is declared to have passed the House. Are there objections to the title? Chair hears none and the title is agreed to. Chair recognizes the lady from Lynn, Representative Henson, for opening remarks on House File 659.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. It is still morning for another 10 minutes or so. This bill adds a new section to our Victims' Rights Code, Section 915. It simply allows a minor to give their pretrial deposition or interview outside of the presence of the defendant. So they could do it, in essence, on closed-circuit television or with the defendant in an adjoining room so that that defendant can still take part in the process and communicate with their attorney. But there may be some situations where it is incredibly uncomfortable for a minor to give that deposition and that pretrial interview in the direct presence of the defendant. So this simply provides them with some protections. Mr. Speaker, those are my opening comments.
Is there discussion? Chair recognizes the gentleman from Polk, Representative Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, the bill was accurately described. I hope you all support it. Light up the board.
Chair recognizes the lady from Polk, Representative Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, this bill would afford children the same rights that they have in the courtroom in a deposition situation, and it is a good bill. I hope that we all can support it. Thank you.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes the lady from Lynn, Representative Henson, for closing remarks on House File 659.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Thanks to my subcommittee members, Representatives Height and Olson. Thank you, Representative Wheeler, as well. You brought the original bill to the floor, and we have made some changes, but I think as they have been described today, are a strong addition to our victims' rights section of our code. And with that, I would move the bill.
The lady from Lynn moves that the bill be read for the last time and placed on its passage. Are there objections? Chair hears none. The clerk will read.
House File 659, a bill for an act relating to pretrial contact between a prosecuting witness who is a minor and the defendant, being enacted by the General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
The question now is, shall the bill pass? Those in favor of its passage will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will receive your vote. Lundgren votes aye. Thorpe votes aye. Sorensen votes aye. addresses, and at this time, Mr. Speaker, I'd ask for unanimous consent to withdraw this amendment.
The gentleman from Polk asked for unanimous consent to withdraw the amendment. Are there objections? Hearing none, so ordered. Back on the bill, is there discussion? Chair recognizes the lady from Dubuque, Representative James.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, many of us knocked many, many, many doors in our campaign seasons, and every single door is a meaningful experience, but there are some that stand out over others. I remember the day I knocked the door of a gentleman who has type 1 diabetes, and he said to me, "Lindsay, I am afraid that one day I'm going to have to choose paying my rent and keeping my home or paying for insulin and keeping my foot." In 2014, over a holiday weekend, a young man by the name of Kevin went to his pharmacy. And he realized when he was at the pharmacy trying to refill his prescription that his prescription refill had expired. But because it was a holiday weekend, he was unable, after multiple attempts, to reach his doctor in order to get this prescription filled. He went without. This sent off a chain reaction in his body that eventually led to his death. Kevin was 36 years old. This bill is dealing with the emergency dispensing of life-saving medication, and specifically to a diabetic, insulin is like oxygen. It is as essential as oxygen. So I ask the body vote yes for this bill. Thank you.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Polk, Representative Forbes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and ladies and gentlemen of the House. I stand in support of House File 700. Being a pharmacist, many times we encounter situations, especially on a Saturday or Friday evening, where a patient comes in and asks for a medication. And in many cases, sometimes it's their insulin, sometimes it's a metered dose inhaler they use for asthma, or it could be an EpiPen that the family's going out of town that weekend, they're going to go camping, and they don't have an EpiPen for their child. So this is common sense legislation. It allows pharmacists to dispense that up to a 30-day supply of that medication. Now, pharmacists will, after dispensing on, say, a Friday night, not able to get all their physician, will Monday morning contact their physician and let them know that that medication was dispensed. And so that's good practice. But it does keep people from getting into situations where they may end up in emergency rooms, they may end up in hospitals, or in some cases, even die. And so this is a good bill, and I would ask my colleagues to support it. Thank you.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes the lady from Mahaska, Representative Brink, for closing remarks on House File 700.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to thank Representative Ann Meyer and Representative James for their work on this bill, and I ask that you move the bill.
The lady from Mahaska moves that the bill be read for the last time and placed on its passage. Are there objections?
by the district court to stop that child support order immediately. When the children are returned, the child support goes back. Mr. Speaker, there is an amendment.
There is an amendment. The clerk will call up the amendment.
H-1033 by Height of Mahaska.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Mahaska, Representative Height, for opening remarks on Amendment H-1033.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Amendment H-1033 includes language requested by the judicial branch just to clarify that the child support obligor is the responsible party for bringing this to the attention of the juvenile court, as well as provides language to clarify that once child support is suspended under this provision, it does not accrue. Those are my opening comments.
Is there discussion? Chair recognizes the lady from Clinton, Representative Wolf.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, I served on the subcommittee. I'd recommend a yes on the amendment and a yes on the bill as amended. Thank you.
Chair recognizes the lady from Polk, Representative Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm concerned about ending the payment of child support for the parent who is imprisoned. Oh no, wait a minute, is charged. And because that may be the only way that father or mother can keep their home. And part of child support is to provide a roof over your kid's head and to have that available for them when they come back to your custody. I'm afraid that this would harm custody possibilities for people who will come back and get that custody if they don't have a home or if they haven't paid their bills. So I will be a no on this bill.
Seeing no, Chair recognizes the gentleman from Marshall, Representative Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the House. I'm wondering if Representative Height would yield to a question.
Will the gentleman yield?
I will.
You are in order.
Thank you, Representative. I'm just wondering that why wouldn't we go require this money to go to the Department of Human Services for cost of foster care?
Representative Smith, this is solely in the case when the child is placed with the parent.
Okay.
So I do not believe it's fair for that parent to still have to pay child support.
Okay. All right. That clarifies that. Thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes the gentleman from Mahaska, Representative Height. Gentleman from Mahaska moves adoption of Amendment H-1033. All those in favor, say aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it, and the amendment is adopted. We are back on House File 709 as amendment. Is there discussion? Seeing none, the chair recognizes the gentleman from Mahaska, Representative Height, for closing remarks on House File 709 as amended.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I want to thank Representatives Wolf and Olson for helping me work on some of the language regarding the suspension of child support, and I would move House File 709.
The gentleman from Mahaska moves that the bill be read for the last time and placed on its passage. Are there objections? Chair hears none. The clerk will read.
House File 709, a bill for an act relating to the suspension of a child support order relative to a child in need of assistance proceedings being enacted by the General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
Question now is, shall the bill pass? Those in favor of its passage will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will receive your vote. Thorpe votes aye. Lundgren votes aye. Zumba votes aye. Worthen votes aye. Sunday votes aye. Running Marquardt votes aye. Sorensen votes aye. Dio votes aye. Have you all voted? The clerk will close the machine and record your vote. Those voting aye, 95. Those voting nay, 1. Absent or not voting, 4. The bill having received a constitutional majority is declared to have passed the House. Are there objections to the title? The chair hears none and the title is agreed to. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Clark, Representative Fry, for opening remarks on House File 710.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House File 710 is a bill that deals with the board executives of the Board of Medicine, Board of Nursing, Board of
those reasons, I'll be voting no, and I encourage my colleagues to vote no as well. Thank you.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes the gentleman from Clark, Representative Frye, for closing remarks on House File 710 as amended.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill, in my opinion, is very important from the standpoint of making sure that we have accountability and that we have sunshine on four executive directors, all doing great work today, but the positions themselves have accountability to some chain of command within the context of the legislature, state government. Today, those four directors do not have any accountability as it relates to the state legislature, and so I believe a no vote on this particular bill is a vote that suggests you're not interested in sunshine and making sure that there's accountability with executive positions within government. So with that, Mr. Speaker, I would move House File 710 as amended.
The gentleman from Clark moves the bill be read for the last time and placed on its passage. Are there objections? Chair hears none. The clerk will read.
House File 710, a bill connected relating to the operation of the Board of Medicine, the Board of Nursing, the Board of Pharmacy, and the Dental Board, being enacted by the General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
Question now is, shall the bill pass? Those in favor of its passage will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will receive your vote. Mitchell votes aye. Thompson votes aye. Dio votes aye. Eisenhart votes no. Maxwell votes aye. Zumba votes aye. McConkie votes no. Worthen votes aye. Having now all voted, the clerk will close the machine and record your vote. Those voting aye, 51, nay, 46, absent or not voting, 3. The bill having received a constitutional majority is declared to have passed the House. Are there objections to the title? The chair hears none and the title is agreed to. Chair recognizes the gentleman from Mahaska, Representative Height, for opening remarks on House File 719.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, House File 719 is a bill that has to do with conciliation proceedings and a dissolution of marriage. Currently, if either party asks for this in a petition or their answer, which means at the beginning of a case, the court has no discretion and must order it except in two cases of domestic abuse and dependent adult abuse. A concern was brought to my attention that somebody was forced to go through these proceedings when their soon-to-be ex-spouse sexually abused one of their joint children. And so what this bill does is it takes out the mandatory part, provides that the court has discretion to order these conciliations proceedings and consider all relevant information, including cases of abuse. So instead of continuing to add exceptions, it just takes care of the issue. And those are my opening comments.
Is there discussion? Chair recognizes the lady from Clinton, Representative Wolf.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ladies and gentlemen, I served on the subcommittee, and I think this is a good bill. I'd recommend a yes. This is an example, I think, of why it's good to have citizen legislators serving here in our chamber, because Representative Height is an attorney, and as we discussed, this is something that, you know, he's aware of from his work.
record your vote. Those voting aye, 97. Those voting nay, 0. Absent or not voting, 3. The bill having received a constitutional majority is declared to have passed the House. Are there objections to the title? The chair hears none, and the title is agreed to. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Pottawatomie, Representative Jacobson. What purpose do you seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Would I be in order for an introduction?
You are in order.
Mr. Speaker, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the House. I am privileged to have as my guest this morning United States veteran Bradley Powell. Brad Powell is the past commander of American Legion Post No. 2 in Council Bluffs, and Mr. Powell led a great delegation of Southwest Iowa veterans to the Judicial Building several months ago to properly do a beautiful flag investiture ceremony to properly install the new colors at the galvanized steel illuminated flagpole there at the Judicial Branch Building. He is part of an ongoing Southwest Iowa Veterans Advisory Team that meets regularly with the governor. Would you please extend a warm House welcome to Mr. Brad Powell, U.S. veteran.
Recognizes the gentleman from Dallas, Representative Hagenow.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I seek unanimous consent to immediately message the following bills to the Senate: House File 224, House File 423, House File 499, House File 518, House File 598, House File 644, House File 659, House File 700, House File 709, House File 710, and House File 719.
Are there objections? Hearing none, so ordered. Chair recognizes the gentleman from Dallas, Representative Hagenow.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. With the passage of House File 423, House File 499, House File 518, House File 598, House File 659, House File 700, House File 709, House File 710, and House File 719, I ask for unanimous consent to withdraw House File 209, House File 136, House File 295, House File 197, House File 395, House File 447, House File 582, House File 212, and House File 544.
Are there objections? Hearing none, so ordered. Chair recognizes the gentleman from Dallas, Representative Hagenow.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. If there's no further business, move the House recess until the conclusion of the afternoon committee.